Blog Talk Radio.
If you can't hear it, though, right?
She's well, no, he's well. This is a time we must come together. Live in unity.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of that Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King to us all. We thank you for another day, Father. We thank you for the gift of life once again, Father. We thank you for allowing us to see another beautiful morning. We ask, Father, that you forgive us for all our sins and that you hear our prayer. Father, thank you for this gift of life. Thank you for time to heal through things that may have troubled us in the past. But as we continue to walk with you, don't trouble us no more. Thank you for your favor, your kindness, Father. Thank you for your chastising when we go to the right or to the left. We know it's good for us, Father. You just want us to be upright, straight, good sons, good daughters, Father, that are pleasing to you. Father, we ask that you open our minds, open our hearts and our eyes to your word, Father. Father, we ask that we continue to pray for one another, Father. We ask that you continue to protect us day by day, hour by hour, as we go out into this world, as we sit in our homes. No matter what we're doing, Father, keep us hedged up. Mind, body, and soul, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to just grow us and develop us in the way that you see fit, Father. Each and every one of us, Father, enlighten us how it is you want to enlighten us. Father, we just thank you once again for this thing you call life, this thing that we call life, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, everything about it, Father. We pray that we always be pleasing in your eyes. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. It's your brother Dayuel. Here once again. Hoping everybody had a great week. If you can hear me well, please just send a thumbs up or just let me know I'm coming through fine, please. Family, first of all, I'd like to thank Abba, number one, for this day, July the 25th. You know, our brother, Yaqel, born on this day. Mazel tov, my brother, for seeing another year. A new addition to the family, you know, the Injas had a baby, our brother Babacar. Mazel tov, my brother. You know, her brother, we call him, he's going to be Papa Shaq now. You know, Grandpappy Shaqy. Mazel tov, my brother, and congratulations to the Injas and the Clappertons, you know, and us, Israel, all together. Then Abaddon allowed us to see another soul come forth, you know. But also, this day used to get me down because it's my mother's birthday also. When she passed away, me and my mother was very close. But the way it used to get to me, it don't anymore, you know, and with time that happens, you know. So I'm real grateful for this day, really grateful for this day. And, you know, a lot going on today. You know, a lot to be thankful for every day. But, you know, when you got days like this, and this is a little extra special. Extra special, you know. But today, family, we're going to be talking about correction. You know, and not despising correction. Told out my brothers for let me know everything coming through. You know, everybody says they want to be right with Yahweh. And in our walkings, that's what we want to do, be right with Yahweh. But a lot of times when this correction is poured forth, we get that bitterness towards them. Because of the harshness, it seems like the harshness. But sometimes you have to be harsh to a child to get them back in line. Everything just can't be a little spank on the butt, you know? And I hope everybody listened to our brother Yariel last night, because this is going to somewhat connect with a lot of things he said, because this is where our faith is supposed to be built up at. You know, through this correction, you know, a lot of times I've read a lot of things on the little social media where people don't understand that, you know, it was one post in particular where a guy asked a question. He was just talking about art, and then he used the words chosen people, and somebody came and say, chosen people, you know, your God is allowing you to suffer through all these murders and this, that, and another. You say you the chosen people and this, that, and, you know, they went back and forth, a little dialogue, this, that, and another. But guess what? Just because we are suffering through the murders and this, that, and another, don't make us no less the chosen people. One don't take away from the other. And we're not suffering because we're the chosen people. We're suffering because we don't want to do these laws, these statutes, these judgments that Yahweh put forth. We're suffering because of the disobedience of our forefathers that we inherited it and continued in his way. You know, everybody wants to talk about the Bible being false. Well, somebody must have been a really good guesser, you know, to describe how things would be years and years ago to what it is now. And, you know, and the truth of the matter is, it's going to stay that way until we decide, and until we decide that we're going to put Yahweh in the forefront and keep him in the forefront, people are still going to suffer, you know. People are still going to go through the things that they go through on a day-to-day basis. You know, a lot of times, because we think we are right in our doings, if we're right, somebody has to be wrong. So God has to be wrong because I'm right. I didn't do anything wrong, anything like that. I didn't do anything deserving of this. That's the mentality. And that mentality just keeps on going over and over and over. So because you didn't do nothing wrong or anything deserving of this, now all of a sudden you pass that down to your kid, and your kid didn't do anything deserving of this. And then the situation never switches because nobody is ever saying, well, maybe I'm wrong. Something ain't right. I done went through it. I seen grandma go through it. I seen grandpa and dad and four and five generations go through it. Ain't nobody asking no questions. So let's start in Proverbs chapter 15. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's start in Chronicles 20:20. You know, like my brother said, we're going to look at that last half of that clause. 2 Chronicles 20:20. And it reads, we just going down to the second half of that clause. Believe in Yahweh, your mighty one, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. So shall ye prosper. So we talked about this before. The word believe and the word establish, all the same word, aman. All of it's coming from that word. Support Yahweh, your mighty one. So shall you be supported. All right? You support me, I support you. That's our agreement between Yahweh and his people. All right? But you support his prophet. So shall you prosper. Now, if you look at the word prosper, number 6743, that word is shalak. It means to move forward, to push forward. In various senses, it says literally, figuratively, transitively, to push forward. So you believe his prophets. That's how you gain ground, by believing what his prophets said. Not just believing in Yahweh, but you have to believe what his spokespeople say. Now, if you're not making no ground and you wonder why you're stuck all the time, maybe that's the problem. You're not believing what the prophet says. You're not believing what the spokesperson says. If you find yourself stuck all the time, because Yahweh is not stagnant. He's constantly changing a man, molding a man, turning that man into what he wants him to be. And sometimes he does start over. We didn't read about the pot. The potter's house. He said, look, Israel is like this potter, this potter in the potter's hands. I can shape it and mold it however I feel like it. But when that potter messed up, what did he do? Broke it and started all over again. Sometimes it's necessary to break, get broken down, and start all over again. You know? So, let's look at another scripture. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. Proverbs 15:32. And this reads, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Carne bina. When we hear the instructions, when we get the reproof. But if we're not getting it, it says we despise our own soul. We're doing our own soul a disservice because we will not hear the instructions. So where do we hear the instructions from? Priest, prophet. Seek the law. Seek the instructions at the priest's lips, the word says. Yahushua went so far and said, hey, if they don't believe Moshe and the prophets, they ain't going to believe somebody come back from the dead. So they put the instructions at. And if you're not listening to the instructions, you're doing your own soul damage. All right? Next verse. Oops, wrong button. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11. And it says, my son, despiseth not the chastening of Yahweh. Don't despise it. Don't despise the fact that you're getting this whooping from Yahweh. Why? Well, it says, and neither be weary of his correction. Why? For whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth. Even as a father, the son in whom he delights. Abba don't take pleasure in the spanking. He takes pleasure in what's going to come about after the spanking. I want you to be on this path. And boy, if I got to pop, get on this path, because you won't do it willingly, so pop, get on this path. All right, he's on the path. I ain't got to spank him no more. But that's what he wants. I just need you on this path. Why? I love you. I don't want you going down that path. Down that path leads to everything that I hate, I abhor. And I don't want you to be on the path of the stuff that I abhor because I don't want to hate you. You're going to start doing things that I don't like. And I don't want that. So if it takes for me to pop you a couple times to get on this path, okay. But if it takes for me to send forth a little plague to get you on this path, okay. Well, if it takes for me to even put you in bondage and in servitude, okay. Because you wouldn't listen to me. But all things work for the good of those who are called by for his purpose. Right? So what we're going to do, we're going to look at chapter, we're going to read chapters, Jeremiah chapter 15 and chapter 16 today. Right? That's what we're going to do. And compare it to, and listen, just listen to it. And look at our world today when we read these two chapters. Because he gave us the way out. But again, we're despising the correction. So we don't have to sit back and wonder, like the brother said, we shouldn't be panicking and this, that, and another when all these things go about. Well, guess what? When these other things go about the murders of black people and all these things, that's coming about. That was written in the prophets too. You know? If we want to advance past that, we have to believe what's going on in the prophets too, because we didn't get prophesied this stuff. We got prophesied a whole bunch of stuff that would happen if we didn't listen. The prophets wrote about that too. Yahweh told those people, Yahweh told all the prophets, that, look, tell Israel this too. This is what will happen to them if they don't listen to me. This is what's going to happen to them. But people don't like to talk about that part. But if you realize that part, then you can get back on track and start to make headway. You know, you can start to push forward, like the words say, prosper, push forward, get closer to the Most High. But we have to acknowledge us. Before you can solve any problem, you have to identify the problem. And the first thing Abba did with us, identified the problem for us. Here's the problem right here. So let's look at Jeremiah 15 and 16. And look at the world today. So Jeremiah 16:1. Give you a couple seconds to get there. All right. Jeremiah 15:1. Then say Yahweh unto me, though Moshe and Shemuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go? Where are we going to go? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith Yahweh, such as for death to death, and such as for the sword to the sword, and such as for the famine to the famine, and such as for the captivity to the captivity. Plain and simple. Even though I had Samuel, I had Shemuel in my face, pleading for Israel. Moshe in my face, talking me down, pleading for Israel. And all the other prophets, constantly pleading for Israel. My heart can't be towards them. I can't show them compassion or mercy. I can't do it. It's time for them to get popped. It's time for them to get this harsh lesson. I tried it all. So he says, verse 3, I will point over them four kinds, saith Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And that word kinds, number 4940, that word is mishpachah, a word that we use quite often. And we know what it means, family. So he says, I'm appointing over Israel four families, a family of swords to slay and dogs to tear, and fowls of the heaven, and beasts of the earth. In other words, you ain't escaping this. It's going to constantly come at you, Yisrael. This is what I have appointed for you. So he says, those appointed to go to the death, go to the death. Those that are appointed to go to captivity, captivity. Those who want to go to the famine, go there. that you ain't getting out of this one. This one is going to be harsh. And it's going to be continuous because, you know, it's not just one sword. It's a family of swords. It's not one dog. It's a family of dogs, et cetera, et cetera. You ain't getting out of this one, Israel. Unless you turn back to me. I can deliver you out of this. Why? I'm the one that appointed it. I can say stop. Verse 4, he says, and I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have, in verse 5, who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Who's having pity upon us now? Who? Michael Vick, they have, and that's the thing. People are being killed. Black men being killed on video. Michael Vick owned a house where he fought dogs at. He went to jail. These people being killed on video, they getting off. Who's having pity for us? Nobody. Down in, what is it, Missouri? I think it was. Those people that were protesting down there came across some white people who, they were by their house. They pulled out automatic assault rifles, pointed at them. The people was like, pointed at them, threatening to kill them for having a peaceful protest. The governor of Missouri said if any legislation, any action is taken against these white homeowners, they're getting acquitted. I'm pardoning them. I'm pardoning them. Who's having pity for us? He says, well, who shall bemoan thee? That word bemoan, that word is nod or nood, number 5110, means to shake. To shake, waver, flounder, flee, disappear. Who should go aside to ask how does, who's worried about our well-being? One, you ain't scaring nobody. And it says, to shit, you're not bringing the fear of anybody like that. So, you know, those guys down in Georgia, when they brought out all their little guns because of KKK. KKK was supposed to show up. So you got all these, and they were Israelites too. Brought all these guns and everything to combat the KKK. KKK didn't show up. The interview, the TV station, interview these people. Interview these Israelites down there with all these guns, assault rifles, and this, that, and another. But they're not worrying about guns and assault rifles when you got missiles and tanks and planes. You got those helium balloons. You got drones now. Those little drones now can be equipped with different type guns. You know, the stuff that they show you on video games, that stuff is real. Where somebody can fly these drones across the city with a gun attached to it and can fire the gun. They can shoot you without putting their life in danger. They got attack dogs. It was just a video on a video about a guy. They was arresting him. He was handcuffed. Another lady was there, They knocked the lady aside, knocked the boy down on the ground, and attack dog, the boy was already handcuffed. The attack dog just jumps on him and starts biting him and biting him and biting him. And it went on for a couple of minutes where the guy was just screaming in pain because this dog is biting him and they can't get the dog off of him. You know, these are trained dogs. So, and the place where I work at, they have canine dogs. They walk around with those dogs all day, and them dogs not attacking nobody. So in order for that dog to attack him, because first of all, he's in the background, he's riled up. So you riled that dog up from the jump. You had intentions of this dog biting this man, and he's already handcuffed. Handcuffed and down on the ground. You know, so you have to rile that dog up. But these are the things that's happening. For nobody's in, who having pity? Who cares? Who's asking about our well-being here? Anybody? It says, verse 6, "Thou hast forsaken me, saith Yahweh. Thou art gone backwards. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting." Number 5162, the word repenting. The word is nakam, and it means to sigh, that is, grieve, by implication, to be sorry. Remember when he repented that he made man, and he said, so Yahweh says, I'm tired of going, Israel, I'm tired of going, my son. No, I'm tired of doing that. So now I have to remove my hand, I have to remove that hedge, and I have to stretch out my arm against you. Because I'm tired of the heartache that you're bringing to me. As my brother said last night, I'm tired of you not having faith in me, Israel. I'm tired of it. Verse 7. And I will fan them with a great fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Simple as that. I will destroy their children. We ain't got to talk about that. Look at all the ways these kids are dying. Some of them don't even make it out the womb. They don't even make it out the womb, y'all. Verse 8, their widows are increased to me above the sands of the sea. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young man a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. He that hath borne 7 languishes. He hath given up the ghosts. She that hath borne 7 languishes, she has given up the ghost. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She hath been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith Yahweh. And look at some of these women now. Baby daddy, dead, incarcerated. So a lot of them turn to the streets. They're languishing. Their sun is going down. They then gave up hope. Some of them said, giving up the goose. Young Lee owned the, she didn't give up the ghost. She was just straight murdered. Owned her hair salon over in, I think it was South Baltimore or West Baltimore. 21-year-old owned her own hair salon, this, that, and another. Got into an argument with some dude. Guy killed her, I forget her name. 21, doing all the things, doing, being a quote-unquote good citizen. Didn't deserve to get killed. Whatever they was arguing over. Other young lady, and they were her 3-year-old daughter. And she pregnant by a dude. Guy kills the daughter, the woman, and his child. Don't know what they was arguing about. But look what's happening to us. Eating each other alive. And nobody wants to return from their ways. Nobody wants to return from their ways. Because we say, the word says this. There is a way that seems right to a man. But in the end, leads to his destruction. We're right in our own ways. It says, he said at the end times, it's going to be a generation that's pure in their own mind. Nothing's the matter with me. But this world is so dysfunctional that it really don't see, it really believes its own stuff now. A lie has been told for so long that it really believes the lie. He says, she, verse 9, she that has borne 7 languished, she has given up the ghost. Her sun has gone down while it was yet day. She has been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before your enemies, saith Yahweh. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention, to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury. Yet one of them doth, yet every one of them doth curse me. Think about the one who's actually trying to do right. I'm not out here cheating people. I'm not doing wrong. But yet, I got this dark skin on me, and every man curses me. So when I walk through a neighborhood, people lock their doors, grab their purses, because of this dark skin on me. And the world has projected me as being this, super killer, super predator. Yeah, I did nothing wrong to the world. I remember looking at a thing on Bikini Island, and this is where they tested the atom bomb that whenever you see on TV shows that nuclear mushroom, I think it was a nuclear bomb. It's either a nuclear bomb or atom bomb. What is it? Where that mushroom cloud comes up. Well, they actually did that on a place called Bikini Island. That's where we get bikinis from. It's a reference to that particular island. Well, that island was inhabited. And they launched that thing there, knowing people were there, and called those people savages. But you just blew up the island to test the effects of atomic energy or nuclear energy or whatever type of energy it was, I can't remember, on humans. But they're the savages. You know, and these were people of color that they tested this stuff on. But he says, woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. Verse 11. Yahweh saith, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily will I cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and the time of affliction. If you're doing right, I got you. Says, shall Arn break the northern Arn and the steel? Thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price. And that for all thy sins, even all thy borders. And I will make thee to pass with thy enemies into a land which thou knowest not. For a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you. I got you. You still got to pay for this, but I got you. You're going to be alive. You ain't going to be cut down and this, that, and another. Because what did he tell them? He told those men, look, if you don't go down to Babylon, you're going to die. If you don't go down into this captivity, if you don't take this chastisement, you're going to die. Plain and simple. But if you go down in Babylon, yeah, your life is going to be a prey. But I got you. Go down there. Get your houses, your little vineyards and this, that, and another. Be a good citizen. Do what you're supposed to do. I got you. But if you resist that, you're dead. I've got us down here, but we have to do what he said. We got to stop going against his instructions. We got to stop saying, look, this is the book that the white man gave us. This is the book that the white man used to enslave us. Yeah, he twisted the narrative and enslaved black people with that book. He did. He understood the power of that book. But guess what? They were already enslaved before the book. They went and got stolen from their land without the book. What enslaved black people? The fact that we did not follow Yahweh's word. I'm bringing terror from the north, he said. And they came down with their big old guns and took everything that we had, took our identity, took our history, stole it all. See, but people don't get it, man. He told Jeremiah, again, in that potter's house, I'm going to shape Israel how I want to shape Israel. And sometimes he had to start us over. So what happened? The pot got smashed. And he started it over. He says this. He said, I will make thee to pass with thy enemies into a land which thou knowest not. For a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you. Which will burn upon you. Verse 15. O Yahweh, thou knowest. Remember me and visit me. And excuse me. He says, O Yahweh, thou knowest. Remember me and visit me. And revenge me of my persecutors. take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar, as waters that fail? This is Jeremiah talking back and forth. I'm your spokesperson. Yahweh, remember me in all this. I'm not doing like everybody else. And that's the cry of Israel, the ones that are actually trying to, Father, remember us in all this madness and this commotion and all this chastisement. Yes, we're down here with it. But remember us, Father. Don't carry us away in your long suffering. Don't burn us up in your anger. He says, therefore, thus saith Yahweh, if thou return, therefore, thus saith Yahweh, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou shalt take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fence, brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee. Hear that? And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not perish against thee. For I am with thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith Yahweh. So, okay, you going to be my spokesperson? No problem. But know this, you are my mouthpiece. And these people, Israel, they're going to fight against you. So were you delivering these words? And think about that, y'all. What's happening to these? What's happening today? What happens when you bring the words of life to people? Especially an Israelite. How many times have we tried to speak to other, quote-unquote, Israelites? Always contention. Always something. They're going to fight against you. Well, where it says this. Well, it could mean that. Well, it did mean this. And this means that. And that. Oh, wait a minute. What did Yahweh say? This is his word right here. Right? So how are we born, if both of us Israelites, how are we contending about this? But Yahweh said, hey, Israel going to fight against you, man, if you're my mouthpiece. He said, they're not going to prevail, but understand. He said, I'm going to deliver you, but understand that Israel is going to fight against you. He says, verse 21, he says, and I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. So that's our promise from Yahweh. Jeremiah 16, verse 1. It reads, the word of Yahweh came also unto me, saying, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. For thus saith Yahweh, concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land. They shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried. but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and beasts of the earth. No surprise we getting laid out in the street. No surprise that these things are happening. He told us this is what's going to happen in this captivity. So he told his prophet, don't even have kids down here. Don't have no kids down here. Now, am I saying don't have kids? Not saying that. Because his kingdom has to grow. You know? But what he was saying to his prophet, this particular prophet, don't have no kids down here. He says, concerning the people, he said, the sons and the daughters, the mothers, they're going to be cut down in here, in this place. That's what's going to happen to them. So you, prophet, spare yourself some grief. Verse 5, he says, for thus saith Yahweh, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament, nor bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, saith Yahweh, even loving kindness and mercies. I'm tired of going. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, or make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or their mother. Thou shalt not go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and to drink. For thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes. Behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. See, you wonder why you got it so hard? Abba said, I'm taking away my loving kindness, and I'm taking away your peace down here in this chastisement. Why? You're not considering your ways. Nobody wants to turn from their ways. Nobody. So fine. And saying all that, the New Testament says it like this, just like what the brother said. Oh, ye generation of little faith. That's all. Yahushua just came another way and said, why don't y'all have any faith? Why did you doubt? Why do you doubt? Why don't you have any faith? Why? And he kept on asking that question. Why? What is the reason? Like the brother said last night, what is the reason, Israel? Why? And he's asking, and he wants to know. So he came down here in the flesh, and he's in the flesh. He's like, wow, I'm in the flesh. Okay, this flesh is rough. But guess what? I got my faith. Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. not my will be done, your will. Faith kicked in. Yahushua, Yahushua, come heal my servant. My servant's sick. I need you to heal. Okay, I'm on my way. No. You ain't got to go nowhere. I'm a man that understands authority. I tell this guy to go here, he goes. I tell this guy to come here, he goes. That's all you got to do is say a word, and I know he's going to be healed. Wait a minute. I ain't seen this type of faith in Israel. Y'all see this? That's faith. See, because in another story, the leader of the synagogue had his daughter die. Come heal my daughter. All right, come on. He didn't say all that. Yahushua was walking. He walked into the house. So when this centurion comes along and he says all that, wow, I ain't seen this type of faith in all of Israel. You ain't got to. He didn't say, why don't you have faith to that man? No, he said, I ain't seen this type of faith in all of Israel. So he's wondering, how is Israel, because we love to say that scripture, of all the nations in the world, you is the only one unknown. Why don't you have any faith if you're the only one unknown? If I didn't have all these different experiences, and that's the truth, nobody can claim the mighty one of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Nobody can claim him outside of Israel. That's our history. That's the history of our forefathers. In our history. He didn't deal with the other nations like that. Not in the way the magnitude. The Egyptians know about them. The Moabites and the wars and all this stuff, they know about them. Because they understood that Yahweh went before them, before Israel, to fight. But they don't know about the manna. They don't know about the water from the rock. They don't know about all the other stuff, but they know that when you mess with his kids, that's a butt whooping. They know that, but they don't know all the other intricate, the intimate details that we got. You know. So he says, "Why don't you have no faith?" And been asking us that for centuries. He says, verse 9 again. He says, "For thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes. I will cause to see out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Why are we going through this? Why is God against us? Why is Yahweh against us? Or, what is our iniquity? What did we do? How did we mess up? Or, what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh, our mighty one?" He said, when we ask these questions, here's the answer. Verse 11, "Then shall you say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yahweh, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and has worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his own evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. So now you got black folks who sitting up here telling the world that his boy is a girl. You got black folks that whatever they feel like thinking of. We going to start a Black Lives Matter movement, but the mission is to topple the patriarchal system and undo natural law, basically. Undo the fact that Yahweh established our order. You got whatever a man can think of. And Israel is caught up in all of that. You've done worse, he said, than what your fathers did. You've done worse. And that's saying something. That is saying something. Look at how we eat nowadays. We got caught up in everything. Look at how we deal with one another. He says, and you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me, that they may not listen to me. That's when you messed up. Yahweh's a really good guesser. Somebody's a really good guesser. Because they wrote this thousands of years ago and said, this is how it's going to be. Really good guesser. Verse 13, he says, therefore, will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither you nor your fathers, and there shall you serve other gods day and night. Well, where I will not show you favor. So you caught up. We got cast out of that land. It was already in captivity. So they got cast out of that land to another land where they don't know America. And they over here serving gods day and night, up all day. Got midnight mass, first class, all what. Night service, day service, midday service, this service, that service, whenever, day and night. And still expecting to find favor from the Most High. Yahweh said, no, I'm not showing you no favor. You're not trying. You're not seeking me. You have no faith in me. You got faith in Allah. You got faith in Buddha. You got faith in Jesus. You got faith in whoever. You got faith in those. Fine. Have faith in them. Let them show you faith. Faith. So he says, verse 14, therefore, behold the days come, saith Yahweh, that I shall no more, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Why? Y'all not worshiping me? Y'all not worshiping me? He says, therefore, behold, the day cometh, saith Yahweh, that it shall no more be said that Yahweh liveth that bring up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth. Just because y'all don't say it, don't mean I'm dead. Just because you're not praising me, don't mean I ain't getting no praise. Why? We learned that the heavens praise. We learned that the whole earth praise Yahweh. Just because Israel won't do it. What Yahushua would say? They want to say, hey, Hosanna, Hosanna. No, don't praise him. Hey, look, if y'all don't praise me, those rocks will praise me. I don't need you to praise me, Israel. The whole creation praises me. Because I am Yahweh. I do live. And if you would just turn to me, I'll heal you. If you would just turn to me, come back to me, Israel. He says, therefore, behold, the days come up, saith Yahweh. There shall be no more, saith Yahweh, liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the hand out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith Yahweh, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt from, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquities and their sin double. Because they have defiled my land, they have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. So why you guys are so rough? Why we guys are so rough over here? There you go. I'm paying you back double. Oh Yahweh, verse 19. Oh Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. So why are we going through this? As the brother said, our lack of faith in Yahweh, us not going his direction, you know? But, hallelujah, for his mercy endures forever. We're alive. And as long as we're alive, we have that opportunity to turn back to his way. We have that opportunity to accept his correction and turn back to him. Because that's all you want. That's all you want. Dad, I was wrong. You were right. Let's do it this way. It's not he's a tyrant. Like he wants, you know, some people believe that he's a tyrant and he wants, I want everything done. No. I'm going to show you the right way how to do it. But I want to do it my way. Okay, do it your way. And when you mess up, are you ready to do it the right way? Yeah. All right. That's all. I'm gonna show you how to get about this. I'm gonna show you how to go about this correctly. It's that number. It's your choice to do it right, or try to find a shortcut. But there is no shortcuts. You know, we all have to experience our Father. We have to experience Yahweh. Because he's going to deal with us in a different manner. We're different people. So the way he deals with me is different from the way he deals with you. It's different from the way he deals with such and such. It's all going to be different. Because he knows what he needs from each and every individual. He know the talents that he gave you. Right? So family, let's turn back to Yahweh. Let's not despise his correction. Let's not do our souls harm. Because like we read, when we don't listen to him, it's damage to us. We're doing ourselves a disservice. Alright? So, that's the end of the Torah portion. If anybody got any questions or comments about anything, shoot on the one of the threads and we'll definitely get to it. You know, my brothers, I get to it. All right. I wanted to say, blessed you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Now one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King Father. Thank you once again for this time that you have set apart for us. Father, thank you once again for allowing us to be the apple of your eye. For letting us know, Father, you see us. You're paying attention to us. You love us, Father. And you only want the best for us. You lead us. You guide us. You protect us. You fill us with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we need at that time, that we can handle at that time. Father, allow our faith to grow in you. Allow our faith to grow in your spokespeople. Allow our faith to grow in each other. It's all interlinked, Father. One big family of faith. Father, I ask that you continue to move upon our brothers, that you put your spirit upon the teacher this week. I believe it's Shabbat that's bringing forth your word, I believe. Put your spirit upon him. Open up his mouth. Open up his mind. Open up his heart to your word. Let him dispense it to us, Father. Father, we ask that you protect us this week as we go out. Protect the newborn baby as well as all the babies of Israel, Father. All the Zakins and the Zakanas and all of Israel in general. All of those who are seeking after your word, Father, let us not be prey within this word. If we turn to you wholeheartedly, you said, you got us. Anything that befalls us is of your hand, Father. It's for our betterment. So let us accept your chastisement. Let us learn how to glory through those things, as our brother Paul, our brother Shaul, learned and made him so great. We just thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for each other, Father. In Yahushua's name, give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Love you guys.
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In comes with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testament. Yow, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. Now understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down, blessing me with strength when my weakness is above. These angels, the real people I man I know, the offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so me sing with joy, counting my blessings, yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real, and honey, with me giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in this day. Now look back, for he commit wisdom, extolling, a God bless deliverance, pray. Sing that song of a rejoicing me, yeah. Hallelujah, an amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah, sing that song of a rejoicing me, yeah. Hallelujah, leave that song, leave that song. Sing that song, give that song, leave that song, see that song, sing that song, leave that song, be that song, see that song, sing that song, give that song, leave that song, see that song, sing that song. Leave that song, see that song, see that song.